Mr. Grierson's office was a beautiful room. There were paintings everywhere, and on the wall behind the desk was a big poster of Whistler's mother. There were a lot of important people in the room. Mr. Grierson looked at his watch.
Ah, David, good morning. And this is our famous Dr. Bean from England. How are you, Dr. Bean?
Mr. Bean said hello to everybody in the room.
Now, sit down, Dr. Bean,
said Mr. Grierson, and took the newspaper out of his hands. Mr. Bean sat down quickly. He didn't want these important people to see his wet trousers. Everybody sat round the table, and the meeting began. But Mr. Bean didn't listen to a word. He couldn't stop thinking about his trousers. What could he do? He saw a fan. Ah, he got up and moved slowly across the room. Then he started dancing in front of the fan. Everybody in the room stopped talking and looked at him. What is the man doing? They thought. Mr. Bean looked down at his trousers. Good, they were dry. He turned round and smiled at everybody. Then he walked slowly back to his seat. He wanted them to see the front of his lovely dry trousers.
Yes, right. Dr. Bean, said Mr. Grierson, please sit down. Now, when Whistler's mother arrives at the gallery, we want you to say something. About 20 minutes will be fine. You know, talk about the artist and his work, okay?
Mr. Bean didn't understand. Him? Say something? But he didn't know anything about art.
Yes, of course, he said.
The meeting ended, and everybody stood up. Mr. Grierson talked quietly to David.
This Dr. Bean, David, he's the National Gallery's top man, right?
That's right, sir, David answered.
Good. This painting, Whistler's Mother, is very important to the gallery. You know that. I don't want anything to go wrong. Do you understand me, David?
I understand, sir, said David.
He smiled at his boss, but he didn't feel very happy.